Our Lord goes to his hometown in Nazareth, and the people there don't have faith in him. In fact, and he challenges them, he chastises them for their lack of faith, and that they were similar to the Israelites in the Old Testament during the times of Elijah and Elisha, when very few people were healed. Only perhaps the Naaman the Syrian, the leper, was healed, and the widow of Zarephath received a miracle. Perhaps there were others, but those were the very few. And that's what happened when our Lord went to Nazareth. Their faith was so small that he could work very few miracles there. And God does not reward with his special favors those who have lack of faith in him, lack of trust in him, lack of dependency and love for him. He will not reward that with his special favors, miracles and signs of his presence and his love, and except on rare occasions, if other people pray for them or God has some special plan for them. But normally speaking, if we don't have faith in God, trust in him, dependency, turning to him, and have this this love for him on a regular basis, then we won't see many of his special favors. But the opposite is true. If our faith is strong and our trust in him is strong and our love for him is strong, we will see many signs of his miracles and his favors on a daily basis, many times, big and small, signs, miracles of his love for us. And it's up to us, of course, to exercise that faith, to turn to him in prayer and to have that confidence and that trust and love and dependency on him. And that makes our life full of adventure and miracles and beauty, and that's what God intended, for us to live life to the full with him. And we have to strengthen our faith to do that. And just thinking recently, examples of faith. I went to Boston a few weeks ago with the novices, and two-hour drive, and parked a car at a church, and went to Mass, and after Mass I couldn't find the keys to the car, and we were searching everywhere, and you know, I knew the keys were not in the car because I had to hit the button to lock the car, so it had to be along the sidewalks or in the church or where we were sitting or down in the hall where we went. So we looked everywhere and everywhere and everywhere, and I was getting more and more desperate, and we're all praying for the keys, because there were 2 hours, I could never get a spare key. How are we ever going to get out of this mess? But we were all praying and still couldn't find it. And then two of the novices decided to promise to God some special sacrifice if God would give us this miracle. And then right away we found the keys in the bag of the food that we had brought back. And it was a miracle for sure. And we're thanking God for that. And it reminded me, you know, we can pray, but you know, if we promise a sacrifice too, you can double our prayers and strengthen them, and God will answer them. And this faith, it required faith, and perhaps the faith of a novice, the faith of us, of the humility that we need to have God answer our prayers and give us miracles. Perhaps my mother one time was with her friends after a charismatic prayer service and went to a restaurant for a bite to eat. And they were sitting at table and they noticed that the people behind the counter of the restaurant were trying to open up a jar, and none of the strongest men in the restaurant could open it. And so the women said, "Oh, give the jar to us. We'll open it for you. We'll pray over it." And so they did. They put it in the middle of the table, and they all prayed over it, and one of the women just twisted it open, no problem, and astounded the people in the restaurant because of their strong faith. And one other example, when I was a few years ago, I knew a woman of strong faith, and I went to a catechism recreation at a shrine, and went with another friar. And this woman was there, and the friar knew her and how she loved the passion of Jesus Christ and was devoted to his sufferings and would suffer for him. And during the day, he found the friar, other friar found a little rusty nail about 3 or 4 inches long that reminded him of the nail in Christ, one of the nails of Christ, and offered it to her, and she cherished it, and she took it, and she thanked him so much, and it reminded her of another rusty nail that she had at home. She was making a collection of them, trying to get three nails that reminded him of the nails of Christ. So she held on to that, and throughout the day we prayed an outside rosary. It was an outside rosary of 15 decades, and so we prayed with these big beads. And after that, we were getting ready to head home, and this woman found that she misplaced the nail, and that she was distressed over that. And so we were looking her all around for this little rusty nail, and she couldn't find it, and so she was saddened by that. But we went home, and we noticed when we got home that I had left my alb there at the shrine. And I had to get it for the next day, and she offered to go back there alone and get it. So she did, and while she was there, she prayed to be able to find this little rusty nail. And now by this time it was dusk and getting dark, and it was dark, and she was looking all around for it, and she prayed to the souls in purgatory, and she prayed to the soul that was in the very bottomest pit of purgatory and asked him to help her to find this little rusty nail. And so she searched and searched, and she looked under a little bush and found this little rusty nail in the dark. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack or worse, and she still found it. And she was jumping for joy and called us up and told us. And that, the strong faith is what we need. Of course, we can count many, many millions of miracles for those who have faith, and we have perhaps live in a time of a lack of faith every time, probably. There's a lack of faith, more or less, and we need to give more and more examples of this strong faith, starting with ourselves, so that we can see many signs of God and live constantly in his presence.
Christus.